escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have a little bit of a conundrum coming up on Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday, August 2nd. What's the conundrum?
Well, our lovely Allie, our makeup artist, is getting married.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And, you know, we were all invited. And I'm just wondering, are any of you guys going? What's going on here?
I was not invited. That's not true.
Well, I don't know if you were not. Maybe you weren't invited.
I was not.
If you were not invited, I'm sorry that she didn't invite you. I just thought that as the radio family that we are, that you would have been invited.
I was not.
You weren't. Well, me and Gio have been.
Nice.
So.
What's the conundrum? You go.
I mean, it's right in the middle of the day on Saturday.
So what? It's one day in your life.
And she's not registered anywhere.
You think she wants a gift from you?
Oh, hell yeah. She's looking at me like
a big fat check.
Well, that's what she wants. That's a gift.
But who cares if you're registered? Just give her money.
I told her, are you registered at Restoration Hardware or something like that? I'll get you
She doesn't want that.
She would want the towels and sheets from Restoration Hardware. I'm telling you. She would.
I'm sure they're great towels and sheets. She wants cash. Like everybody that gets married, they want cash. They want a nice start.
Well, why register then? I know she's not registered
for the shower.
So you're saying to me that without her registering,
cash,
that means she wants cold hard cash.
Give me cash. Well, you register when you're usually getting married for the first time and trying to furnish a new home.
Oh,
so this is not a first wedding, and they already have a home, and so it's about the cash. That's what it is. So enjoy that Saturday. That'd be awesome.
I don't know if I can go.
And quite frankly, I don't think I don't think you can just, bop in. Hey, how we doing? Congrats. Got to go.
Well,
I think
you're there
for the duration.
She kind of told me that I can bop in. And I said, if I bop in and Gio's bopping in and we're bopping in our golf clothes, because we're going to be right in the middle of a golf run, we're going to have to shut down.
Well, you could do that too. You can play golf Sunday and Friday.
I unfortunately totally forgot about
this. Thursday. You forgot
about
it.
I totally forgot about it. Well, I went to the first one.
Mm-hmm. So did I. And I stayed the whole night.
And see, this is why I thought maybe you would have been invited.
Me too.
But you got lopped off.
I was lopped off. Okay.
You happy about that?
It's fine. I don't really think too much about anything these days. I don't get insulted by much. It's fine. I'm good.
You got lopped off.
So what?
You did.
You've locked me off numerous times this year.
I have not done that on purpose.
Yes, you have. On purpose or not, you locked me off numerous times.
I have not done that on purpose. I always try to include you. And
that's not true.
And basically over, I would say, the last 5 years, because of your involvement in your son's,
coaching.
Son's life,
mm-hmm.
whether it be coaching or now playing golf every single day with them. And I totally get why you would want to play with them as opposed to us.
Because
the distance between mm-hmm. where you live and where we live, where we usually play and where you usually play.
I said to my wife this year, because travel baseball ended last year in the fall. That's it. No more travel baseball. I said, this is going to be the summer of Boomer, Gio, and Jerry on the golf course.
Well, it is going to be the summer of Boomer, Gio, and Jerry
at
Pebble Beach.
Well, that is true, yes.
All right, so this trip... which started out as a dream of yours and Gio's.
One of a few for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It is now becoming a reality.
I would 100%. Say Pebble Beach and St. Andrews are probably the two places that you at some point want to get to. So I would agree.
And I'm happy to be able to facilitate some of this.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that we're able to do this and that the guys from Scratch reached out to Gio and they DM'd him. And this is how this whole thing really took a life of its own. I was actually setting us up with, you know, airlines and hotels.
I remember.
And by the way, Pebble Beach, the lodge there is going to be amazing.
Yep.
Carmel is going to be amazing. So the Boomer and Gio Jerry Golf Tour is in full swing.
So well, for a weekend
shut
anyway.
Your pie hole.
No, there's no pie hole to shut. I have not been out there with you once this year.
Yeah, well, again, you have a very unique schedule. And anytime I do ask you to do something.
The last time you asked me, you canceled. It didn't tell me you canceled. That is true. And if I didn't say to you, sir, what time on Monday as you were leaving on Friday, to where you said, oh, forgot to tell you, yeah, we're not doing that, I would have shown up on Monday morning dressed and ready to go.
And where were we supposed to play again?
That was in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And something came up. It got rescheduled. All good. But you did not tell me that you couldn't go. Had I not asked you, I would have shown up ready to play.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a perception out there about you and you kind of fitting in everything, you know what I'm saying? And I think you've perpetuated this perception.
I don't perpetuate anything.
That is so effing inaccurate.
You start
that
everything.
That it annoys the absolute crap out of me.
Oh,
and
it
by
feel?
The way,
how does it feel?
Want to speak? Let's speak the truth. Matt in Brooklyn. Hey, Matt, what's happening, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
listen,
Matt.
I've been listening for quite some time, right? And Jerry's always getting the shaft, whether anyone wants to admit it or not.
Thank
Nobody
you, Matt.
Wants to admit with that, everything. And I'm now, certainly now not admitting with, that.
Now, even with the wedding, I mean, what's happening here?
Yes, you got lopped off. You got lopped off.
You know what happened? Yeah, lopped okay. off. Next thing is, boom, take the guy out golfing.
No, it's
what
okay.
are we doing here? Come on.
Matt, promise you it's fine. I play literally almost every day.
That's
with
what I'm saying. It's almost impossible, listen, Matt, to get on his schedule.
Not true.
I don't know. Listen, I got to keep it real. I've been listening forever.
I appreciate
it. Since Gio got into golf, Boomer and Gio have been, in my opinion, I love golf. I'm recently into it too. I'm obsessed. But I think the show is a little too golf heavy for the New York listeners. I think you guys are not including Jerry in half the time you go out. And I think Jerry does a bad job of sounding like he doesn't care, because I've been listening long enough to know that I know you do care.
I actually don't.
Voice.
I promise you,
you
I don't.
So
I
care, don't. Because you do wouldn't not. Be bringing these things up to me if you didn't
it,
care.
There's a very easy answer as to why I bring it up, because it's the guy that gets pounded over the head with the mallet over and over and over again and gets a reputation that started with Craig. You continued it. Gio enjoys it. And a lot of it's not true. I could not be in a better place in my life. So all fine. But when you say I don't do things or I'm always canceling, I now have a file in my phone every time you either don't ask me or you cancel on me. It's cold.
I know what you're upset at because there were What's a couple that? Things that we did do in Jersey that were close to your house, and I didn't have the ability to invite you to certain things because only Gio and I got invited.
And
we were invited as a twosome to be a part of a foursome, and you can't have five. And that's why going to Pebble Beach, there's three of us, and there'll be another golfer from scratch who will be playing with us.
Yes.
Now, the other thing, just to talk to the last caller's point about this is heavy golf. Well, really, I mean, there's nothing. It's not that there's nothing going on in sports. There's a lot going on in sports. Of course, we know the Mets and the Yankees and everything else. But there are a couple things that have happened, and this is the time of year where we play golf around here. So, you know, we went and played Bethpage Black, home of the Ryder Cup this year. So we talked about it. You know, we ended up talking about Pebble Beach and what a wonderful golf trip that would be, and I would love to do that for you guys. And the next thing you know, lo and behold, we have a trip.
And that's a show experience.
And that's a show experience.
For sure.
So that, and of course, Gio and I won the Golf Digest Open on Monday. I mean, what are we supposed to do? I mean, you got to talk about your experiences, and I think that's exactly what we've been doing. And am I correct in my assessment that when we had two events in New Jersey and you felt like you weren't invited, that got underneath your skin a little?
No. Underneath my skin?
Yeah.
No.
Not even
remotely.
Gio said it did.
No.
Gio says that, like, when you...
Wrong.
When you're...
It did not get under my skin. Under my skin would mean I was annoyed by it.
Well,
that is not even remotely
annoyed.
True. No.
I mean, like,
Gio
says that you'll complain to him.
I do not complain. Again, it's a mischaracterization.
I got to hear from Gio because you won't complain to me.
What I said was...
Have you ever had a conversation with Gio?
Would you let me speak, for Christ's sake?
You keep interrupting me, so I'm just asking you.
I had said to him that... During the Memorial Day weekend show, it was a little awkward. I had, I'm not going to say numerous, multiple people ask me about certain events that you guys were playing in Jersey and that you'd see me there. And I said, I wasn't aware of them and I was not invited.
All right. So, yes,
so
that's
when
what
he
I'm
asked me about it, not, how does that get too perturbed?
The way you're explaining it and
I'm
the way I hear
it. I'm explaining what happened. I had people that we know that said, I'll see you, blah, blah, blah.
Like what kind of people?
People we know.
That doesn't count.
That were involved, that were going to it.
I know this kid, Connor Green, but like, did Connor Green have an issue with you not playing with us? Were they making
What
it
does
a
that
big...
have to do with what you're asking me? These were
well,
people
you say
that
people.
Were...
I'm like, I'd
people,
like to...
I'm not going to put their names out there, but the people that were going to the event, they're like, hey, we'll see you there. I'm like, well, I'm not going. I wasn't aware of it.
How well do I know these
you know
people?
Them. You know them. You know them very well. And so when it came up,
Was it Gelb?
It was not Gelb.
All right.
It was not Gelb.
Because he didn't count.
When I told G that I wasn't going, I said, a little odd I wasn't asked, but and then it's weird having the conversation. If you take that as being perturbed, then perturbed.
Well, you have to understand
something.
I didn't
think again about it.
All right. So just quickly, when you say to Gio that, I'm not invited or I'm not going or it's a little awkward that I wasn't invited because people are asking me if I'm going, and then he brings that to me, and then the way he brings that to me makes me sound like you're upset and you're
perturbed. I don't think that's the way Gio brings it to you. I think he relays the story to you, but I don't think he's relaying it to you that I was annoyed, because there was no part of me that was angry, upset, or annoyed about it.
Oh, my God.
Curious, sure. But perturbed? No. That's boom fiction.
There's so much drama around here.
Well, you're the one that brings it up.
Look, I'm just telling you.
I brought up the Mets and the Yankees to start, and you went to this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need.
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.